talks about the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek between, you know, B'chol Eis V'Eis, but the way that we fulfill it, you know, it's our practice, is you try to do it with a minyan, that might probably highlights a Chovas HaTzibur component. So let's jump right in. Okay, go ahead, Avi.
Zechor Eis Asher HaSal Chalam HaMalek B'derach B'tis Chaim Yimitzrayim Asher Karach Lo B'derach V'Yizaneh B'chol Palanach HaShalom HaKharasa V'ata Yek V'Yagel V'Yilma Yirayah V'Lahim
Okay, so we have this triad of mitzvos as it relates to Amalek. We have Zachor, we have Lotishkach, and we have Mechias Amalek. We have to remember what Amalek did, Lotishkach, meaning we're not allowed to dissociate ourselves from Amalek. And then there's a mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, of annihilating or eradicating Amalek. But what that really means, you know, is either war or that, you know, Hare Yatzu Michal Amalek, that they're not going to be Amalek anymore, to borrow the Kesef Mishra's expression, because they're, you know, no longer going to be waging war against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what's interesting here, Avi, is, you know, if you have to look at the way that Amalek attacked the Jewish people, which Jewish people did they attack?
Behind.
Yeah, so Amalek is all about, you know, attacking the stragglers, attacking the weak, attacking the ones that are most vulnerable. And as such, our response to Amalek, you know, is really about the idea of banding together. It's really about the idea of cohesion and unity, because the very origin of Amalek is to sort of pick up on fractiousness and fragmented, you know, charges against Klal Yisrael. So you see this already in Perek Gimel, you know, where Haman says to Achashverosh, go ahead, Avi.
Yamar Haman Lamelech Achashverosh, Yeshno Amachan Befuzar Meforad, Bin Hamem Bechol Midinos Machum Secha, Udasayim,
Shonos Mikalam, Vestase Amelech Inam Bosim, Right, so the Gemara famously says, you know, Leis Mandali Yada Lishna Bisha Kehaman, that Haman was, you know, uniquely, I don't want to say skilled, but Haman was uniquely, somebody who was, you know, very sick in terms of his, you know, involvement, in Lashon Hara. He was, speech, Lashon Hara is Kishvichos Damim. That's not an exaggeration. Chazal meant that in the most literal sense of the term. But in terms of one charge here, it certainly relates to the notion of a people that lacked cohesion. Avi, go ahead. Which part of Haman's statement is clearly an indictment of the Jewish people with respect to this issue of unity and cohesion?
Mefuzar.
Right. Mefuzar means literally something which is pazur, is scattered all over the place. But miforad means that they're discordant amongst themselves, right? They're, you know, scattered and they are discordant. Pirud is from the language of, you know, a schism, a split, which is, you know, obviously sort of a continuation of this idea that we find in the Chumash of the prospect of how would we allow people to straggle behind? In fact, I think it's Chizkuni who points this out, that Dan was Maasev L'chol HaMachnos. We normally say that Dan's responsibility was Hashavas Aveda, but, you know, as the Gemara says, you know, Im Avedas Mamono, so Avedas Gufo Lo Kol Shekein, so there's a Kal V'chomer that, you know, we need to be very concerned about people straggling behind. So once again, Haman is leveling the same charge for us. Small wonder then go ahead, Avi, that the solution in terms of the Megillah was the following. Go ahead. Atzum Kain, right? So this idea of a total fast, and Esther says, I'm not excluded from it. I need to fast as well. It has to be total cohesion. Uvichain, avola melech asher lo chadas, v'chasher avadati, I'll risk my life. Vayavor Mordechai vayaskechol asher tzivsa alav Esther. This is the right response, and Mordechai immediately springs into action. So clearly, the operative words here, Sariel, are what? What are the most important words that are uttered?
Leknos.
Yeah, so the unity, as opposed to Mefuzar, Meforad, Necheshalim, Acharecha. You know, and it's really fascinating when you think about the mitzvos hayom, right? Yemei Mishta v'simcha, Mishloach Manos, Yishlereu, Matanos Levyonim. It's not a secret that the mitzvos hayom of Purim, going beyond just Simcha, Mishta, and Zechira of Kriyas HaMegillah, but the mitzvos hayom are a way of getting at this theme, to create, you know, Ahava and Reyos and communal harmony. Mishloach Manos, Yishlereu, Umatanos lo evyonim, right? So that, you know, all of this is something which is so important and so critical and so vital to our sense, you know, of what community is all about. So community means, you know, ish l're'ehu and isha l're'uta, and matanos levyonim is really caring for those, especially who would be weakest amongst us, you know, based, you know, directly and expressly off the theme, you know, that we had been discussing. And of course, that theme, you know, is Amalek victimizing those, you know, who are weakest. Part of this, you know, dynamic, we might quote from the Psukim in Bishalach, Vayachalosh Yehoshua es Amalek ves Amo lefi Charev, that Yehoshua weakened, diminished Amalek lefi Charev. But the drash of Chazal quoted by Rashi is that he only went after the strong ones. He let the weak ones survive, kind of the opposite of what Shaul does in this week's Haftorah, Vayechmol Shaul al Meita Vatzon, Ve'al Agag, right? So the point is that, you know, Shaul, you know, and his failures are deeply rooted, you know, in perpetuating the, you know, insidiousness of Amalek, right? He's perpetuating this terrible sense, you know, that, you know, it's, we're going to kill off the weak and we're going to preserve the strong. Okay, so basically the point is that, you know, our only response to Amalek is cohesion, is unity, is especially looking after those who are most vulnerable amongst us. And that is all straightforward enough. I think what really makes this premise more interesting and more captivating is a dialectic that's inherent to this. Normally, when we talk about the importance of unity as a Jewish people, it means let's band together, you know, and let's keep the outsiders out. But when it comes to Amalek, there's a little bit more of a nuance to the story. So let's take a look. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin tells us the story of the origins of Amalek. So, KD, go ahead. This is the story of Esav. Esav had a son, Eliphaz. Eliphaz, as we'll see, had a Pelegesh named Timnah, and they were the parents of Amalek. So go ahead.
Acholutan Timna, Maihi Timna, Bad Mlachim Ahoye Dechiv, Aluf Lutan Aluf Timna, Vichol Aluf Malchuta, Blota Agahi. Baya Ligura, Vata, Etel Abram, Yitzchak Yaklov, Voloki Bluha, Halacha, Vahaita Pilagesh Lalifaz Venezav. Amra Mutav de Shifcha Luma Zo.
Which is what I've subtitled this section. So let's try to think through this together. You know, I think it's a very important point. So Kivi, what is the Gemara basically saying? The reason that Klal Yisrael, you know, deserved, as it were, to be attacked by Amalek was what aspect? That here's a sincere woman. She wanted to, whatever this means, you know, prior to Matan Torah, she wanted to affiliate herself with Klal Yisrael, you know, and what was our response to her?
No.
Right. And obviously the Gemara's response is, what was that appropriate?
No.
Right. Lo yibayi lehu lirachka. Right. That this was something that should have never, never, ever happened, right? It just was completely unacceptable that this took place. Now, you know, Eitan Barinholtz, now conceptualize why I'm referring to this as a dialectic. What's dialectical about this? On the one hand, we said our response to Amalek means that we really have to band together. But on the other hand, that sense of banding together
sometimes isn't the best thing.
It has to be counterbalanced by the notion, of course, kenosas kol yehudim, and we're not an am mefuzar mefurad. We can never allow, you know, achenu bnei Israel to straggle behind, and that's why we have matanos avyonim and mishloach manos. All of that is clear, but sometimes, you know, strong bonds of national identity can produce a kind of a xenophobia, an unhealthy insularity, right? As the Rav wrote about in Confrontation, Ger v'toshav anochi machem. We have a dialectical, persona as a nation. Our persona as a nation is really rooted, you know, in the idea that on the one hand, you know, we're part of society, and on the other hand, we're separate and apart. Hinam levadad yishkon, uvagoyim lo yischashav, but meidach yisa. Right, and on the other hand, you know, there's a very profound sense that we all have of, you know, being open to the world, especially when somebody is sincere and wants to join up with us. So our response to Amalek, on the one hand, is to some degree circling the wagons. Leich kenos es kol ha-yehudim, nikalu ha-yehudim ba'areihem, mishloach manos ish l'reihu matanos l'avyonim. All of that is certainly true, but it would be, you know, unforgivable, you know, if we would imagine to ourselves that that somehow justifies, you know, being closed off to other people, you know, who want to join up with us, right? We shouldn't have this kind of, again, a xenophobic or an overly chauvinistic or macho, you know, kind of in a self-understanding and self-interpretation. So I think this is an absolutely vital and critical point, you know, as far as our balance is concerned. Okay, so that's one point. Now, this is a matter of halacha as well. And I'd like to, you know, go back to the share screen with your permission and show you that this idea is deeply rooted, in our halachos of how we're mekabel geirim. And I think it's really reflected in the Gemara. This is the Gemara, Yivamos Memzayin, Amin Aleph, Memzayin, Amin Beis, Tanu Rabbanan, Ger, Shezbali, Yizgayer, Bibman, Esmeh, Omrim, Lo, Mara, Isa, Shebasal, Yizgayer. What do you want in terms of, you know, joining the Jewish people? Yata, Yodea, Shezbal, Bizman, Azad, Devuyim, Dechufim, Zchufim, Beturafim, V'yisurin, Bain, Alayhem, right? It's not exactly like winning the lottery. So im omer yodea ani ve'eni chedai mekavlin oso miyad. If he's willing to accept Jewish history, this is what the Rav used to refer to as ameich ami, and not just elokai echalokai, but the idea that giur has a dual character to it, and that giur, you know, isn't just about theological commitments, but that giur is equally, you know, about national commitments, integration with Klal Yisrael, mekavlin oso miyad, modino so miktas mitzvos kalos, miktas mitzvos chamuros. You give him a sense of some of the, let's call them graver mitzvos. We always have to be zahir b'mitzvah kalos v'chamuros, tana yudenish matzitz charen shal mitzvos. Modino so avon leket shechavapeya, maiser ani, which I think is very fascinating that you would start there, because of course those are the mitzvos, Shimon, that relate leket shechacha peya, maiser ani. Why do we start there of all the halachos? Especially in light of our conversation, to be a member of, so to be a member of Klal Yisrael, right, is to be somebody who's zayir in the midst of tzedakah, right? Like the Rambam says, "Chayavin al yizayir mitzvos asay shol tzedakah, yoser mikol mitzvos asay shel b'torah." Modin also anshan shol mitzvos, omim lo havi yodea shad shlo basa. Lemida zo achalta chela v'yatanush kares chilul Shabbos v'yatanush skila. V'achshav achalta chilav anushkaris chilalta Shabbos anushkila, etc. Kishem shemodino so anshan shal mitzvos kach modino so matan zcharan. Amrim lo have yodea sholom aboyin u'asayel tzadikim v'yisrael bezman hazeinim b'chol makabel l'rov tova v'lo rov panos and amar bin alav v'imedaktik alav. If the person is makabel malin oso miyad, so we immediately move forward with the gear. So again, what the Rambam is picking up on in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, which we'll read in a minute, is the idea that there always has to be a path in. Our national sense of cohesion, which is so important as our response to Amalek, has to be counterbalanced by the idea that we're not trying to keep people out. In fact, the very origin of Amalek is lo ibay lehu l'rachka. We have to have an open kind of an approach. So the Rambam says in Yisurei Bia and Yadalad, Ketzan Mekablan Geri Atzedek, Kshaviyavo Echad Yisgayer Min Akum, Vivdiku Achra Velo Yimtsu Ila, right? There's no ulterior motive. Omrim Lo Marisa Shabasal Yisgayer, Yata Yodea Sheisra Bezman Azayah Dufuyin, Dechufin, Mesuchafin, Mituraphin, Vyisurin Boyin Aleihem, Im Amar, Aniodea, Veni Kedai, Mekablan Oso Miyad. Umodino So Ikari Hadash, Shuichud Hashem Vyisra Vodazara, right, you want to make clear that they understand that the foundation of Klal Yisrael, you know, is the idea of Yichud Hashem. Umodino so miktas mitzvos kalos, mitzvos chamuros, vein marichin medaber zeh, but this we aren't marichin, as opposed to the Ikari Hadas. This is sort of reminiscent of the Rambam in his comment in the Perisha Mishnayos and Brachos, that there's nothing worth talking about more than Inyani Emuna. So in terms of the details of the mitzvos, that can wait until later, but in terms of their fundamental commitment to Yichud Hashem, that has to really be elaborated in great detail. Then we talked about Leket Shecha Peo Maisar Sheni, which I think is really a signal halacha here, because it relates both to, obviously, mitzvos proper, but those mitzvos that really represent integration with Klal Yisrael. Umodian Oso Unshan Shel Mitzvos, right? And we let them know about the penalties associated with mitzvos. Kate said, Omrim Lo Hevi Yodea, She'ad Shelo Basu L'Dazo, Im Achalta Chele Aviyana Tokarish, Im Chilalta Shabbos Iyata Anur Skila. Okay, if you eat chaylev, you're chayv kares, chilal to Shabbos, there's skila, ein mar bin alav, ein medaktik in alav. So we don't give them, you know, too hard a time, which is our mistake with Timna. Shema yigro, mletardo, latosavi derech tova, lederech ra. We don't want to be overly negative. Shebitzchilein moshchen asadam laduri ratzan virakim, b'cheinu omer, b'chavle adam em shachem, b'achar kach, b'avotos ava, right, with, you know, the cords and the bounds of love itself. Okay, so I think what we really spoke about here is that idea that our response to Amalek is dialectical. On the one hand, unity and cohesion, but on the other hand, not having that sense of unity and cohesion occlude our sense of openness and responsibility towards, you know, integrating very, very sincere people. You know, people who want to join, you know, for the right reasons, l'shem shamayim. And so again, you know, especially in the context of a national war against Amalek, it's easy to draw these lines of us versus them. But let's be reminded that for the Rambam, the ultimate method in terms of mechias Amalek is not to actually destroy them, but the ultimate method in terms of mechias Amalek is first reaching out in terms of shalom. The optimal method for mechias Amalek is actually not to destroy them, but for them to mekabel l'sheva mitzvos b'nei noach, even if they're not, you know, full gerei tzedek. And the reason for that, and I think this is, you know, can't be more important, you know, is that once they adopt, as the Kesef Mishnah says, the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach, Harei Yatzu Michal Amalek, they no longer have a Chalosh Shem Amalek, because they're no longer, you know, reflecting, you know, this kind of adversarial approach to the Ribono Shel Olam, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they've accepted, you know, what it means to be a civilized members of society. So again, we have to be open to that possibility, even, not just when it comes to Geri Tzedek in general, but even when it comes to Amalek. So again, the response to Amalek is dialectical in nature. Mitzad echad, we certainly have a perspective, you know, about the importance and the necessity, you know, the critical role that national cohesion has to play. Leich kenosis kol yehudim, we're not mefuzar mefurad nikalu ayudim arehem shalachmanos matanos levyonim. All of that is true, and all of that is a response to our failure, you know, kol anecha sholim acharecha. But at the same time, sometimes nationalism and unity can be very unhealthy in terms of promoting a sense of unhealthy skepticism of the outsider. And it's our responsibility to be extremely clear about where the appropriate balance lies. And we understand that the appropriate balance lies in not choosing, but rather upholding both values, mitzad echad, kenosis kol ha-yehudim, and mitzad sheni, the idea of lo ibayi lehu l'rachka, the very origins of Amalek, were in an unhealthy kind of a closed approach these individuals. Okay, so with that, I wish everybody a good Shabbos, a very meaningful Parsha Zachor, and maybe we'll be zocha to achieve this kind of a dialectic kenosis kol Yehudim mitzad achad, mitzad sheni, the importance, the relevance, and the absolute need for all of us, to maintain a proper sense of openness to those who are sincere about the process of Amecha Mi v'Elokai Echa Elokai, to remember that the origins of Amalek weren't just in Parshas B'Shalach, and certainly not in Parshas Kisetze, but even before that, V'achos Lotan Timna, right, Bayali Gure v'lo Ibay Lehu L'Rachka. Good Shabbos, everybody.
Thank you, Abby. Good Shabbos.
Thank you.